You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And joining us in the studio is Razor Beezer.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
How has your morning been so far?
It's been treacherous.
Treacherous? Traffic?
We drove down from Hamilton and I don't remember the last time I woke up this early. But it's really cool. The air is different.
Auckland?
Just in the morning.
It is. When I can get up early enough, I also love being up in the mornings. You are here with us because you've got an album coming out.
I sure do.
Next Friday?
I should probably know that.
That's all good. We can find that out. Yeah,
in a couple of weeks. I just finished it yesterday, so I just handed in all the files yesterday, and I've been in the studio for,
ages.
Yeah, and I kind of had been in like a real tunnel vision, you know? So now that I'm finished, it's like...
Is it a bit of a relief?
It's a huge relief.
Yeah? Like, how long have you been working on it?
Probably all together, like 9 months, but I guess the nitty and gritty of the project was probably the last 6 months.
Yeah.
And, we had some... I mean, it wasn't even tight deadlines. It was just, my procrastination, I think.
Oh, man, I can relate to that. I'm a uni student as well, and...
Oh, you guys know all about procrastination.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I do. and so the album is called Bygones.
That's true. Yeah.
Tell me a bit about that name. What does that sort of imply?
So I guess what I was trying to say with Bygones was, I feel like I'm constantly evolving as an artist. And, I think sometimes we, as artists, we have this instinct of like, no, don't change, stay who you, but I don't think that's who we are as humans. I think we're always changing as humans. And, I've kind of got to the point in my life where I'm happy with leaving, the past in the past and, starting new chapters. And I think it's something that applies to both my music and just life in general, my life in general. I feel like I'm going through a transition period right now, and in order for me to fulfill my potential in that, in that new phase, I have to close chapters in my past.
Definitely. And moving on doesn't mean you don't appreciate how you've been before as well. I think it's like moving on is all a part of life and changing and evolving.
Exactly.
Yeah. And reflecting on things in the past is a good thing as well, but that doesn't mean they have to come along with you.
Yeah, so it's just all about, not being a prisoner of the past, or not being, and it's like, I think a big part of the journey of just growing as a human is learning and unlearning stuff and, readjusting the way that you see things, etc. So, it's been a cool process.
Amazing. And so you've got two singles out from the album so far, yeah?
That's right.
Stolen Youth and then Trouble featuring Odyssey and Zenith.
That's right.
Both beautiful tracks. And them, like a lot of your other music, kind of speak on lived experience. There's a lot of, I guess, social awareness, if you want to call it that. Do you consider your music sort of having social importance?
I try not to. I try not to put a label. To put a label on it. But I guess the best way that I can put it is, I'm an observational person.
Yeah.
Even creatively, a lot of the inspiration that I get is from outside. It's from things I see. It's from things that people I know experience. So, it just so happens that.
Sarah's bringing in lovely coffees for everyone. Thanks,
thank you, Sarah.
It
just so happens that this is the world that we live in. If we lived in a perfect world, then no, I don't think my music would be socially aware or socially conscious. It just so happens that we're living, in a time where there's all these things are happening. Mm. So I don't think by definition my music is socially aware. I think my music is a product of the world around me.
Mm-hmm. And people just happen to relate to it because they also experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Another thing about your music or about you as an artist is you collaborate a lot. But one thing I see differently with your collaborations is they tend to come out of friendships. They don't look like you're just trying to work with people and make as much as music as you want. It seems to be like you create these friendships and then you make something together. Does that tend to be what the process is? Or?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of these collaborations just happen, you know, they just happen because we're around each other,
yeah.
You know? My High Beams album happened because, you know, I was spending a lot of time with Mellow Downs and Ill Baz, and,
yeah.
You know, we'd just be in the studio playing beats and just, you know, writing little verses, and eventually we're like, hey, I think we got an album. And, you know, it's...
Easy as that. Yeah. I think we've got an album. I think we should release it, and I think it should do really well.
It was a really organic process. And, I mean, you know, I have collaborated with people that I haven't met before, and, you know, people who, you know, just through the internet and stuff like that. But I think that I think pure is the wrong word, but, to really, you know, make music that captures both people's essences, you have to kind of be in the same room together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you also, it also helps to have a, you know, a relationship with that person. Even when I don't know the person that I'm about to collaborate with, what we normally do is we'll just talk for like 30 minutes, an hour, you know, and that'll be the preparation for the session, you know, and then...
It's funny you say that, because one of my other things, when I was reflecting on like your music before preparing for this interview, one of the other things I feel with your music is it's really effortless, and I think it speaks to that kind of thing, is like gaining a familiarity with someone allows you guys to be really organic and pure, and it comes through in the music, definitely. Nothing seems to fight in the music. It all seems to work really well.
Yeah, I think that a big part of that is... it's because I don't yet feel the pressure, like any industry pressure or any pressure of like, you know, I guess that's the good thing about being in New Zealand. We don't have your, you know, your template radio track or, you know, your template pop track or whatever. Maybe, I don't know much about pop. Maybe.
And you're based in Hamilton. It's like not in the rat race of Auckland as well, which can be a bit, even though, you know, New Zealand is small, but Auckland's still a bit of a...
Yeah, exactly.
A type.
No, that's, yeah, I guess that's the beauty of also living in, you know, in a place like Hamilton, which, you know, I will say is, you know, probably the best city in New Zealand.
Oh, I love that. lots of people bag on Wellington, in the Hamilton,
tell them stop doing that. Don't do that. we're rebranding Hamilton now, so.
Amazing. Well, I reckon we should listen to one of your tracks. I've got Trouble featuring Odyssey and Zenith lined up here. When is your album coming out again?
Friday, 4th of October.
4th of October. Amazing.
An angel on my shoulder told me.
Yeah, little birdie. So everyone, keep your eyes open for that. This is Razor Beza. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.
Genocide, the city getting gentrified. Thought I could have saved the world, but truthfully I never tried. But what's a man to do? I did what I had to do. My people dying back at home, my new crib got a massive view. I think I might just go and move out to my grandma's village and see how they living. I pray that I'm forgiven for displaying apathy. Donald Trump and government, there's forces we don't know about. That's what I've been discovering. I spent some time in Netherlands and saw the way they treat their people. Came back home and saw some changes that I need to see through. Say there's no poverty out here, well that is just deceitful. Who you vote for when the other option's just as evil? I search for answers, I just hope it happens soon enough. Everyone's evolved, I guess I'm hoping that I do enough.
So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. Oh yeah. So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. Only for violence, crime and poverty. Everyone for justice and equality. This world full of hatred, greed and vanity. Tell me who are gonna save humanity.
Repetition.
competition could build strength for set division. The past living alongside the request mission. Forget quickens when less listen. The best giving full forwards only a step in their crevasse. Different, separate and take over. Then we make over entire cultures. We lay over till breath's missing. Preoccupied with the now instead of how come. And wonder why the who can evolve and not the outcome. The trouble in the world has always been and will remain unless we change the fundamentals of men. There's a war going on outside that is within, with the deepest of the blame explained by only skin. We cannot make amends when the statue gets defamed. Their biggest feel no shame. The seeds need to bleed well before they reach the brain, and the hatred is retained. Replace, not erase, should be the aim.
So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. Oh yeah. So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. One leap of violence, crime and poverty. Where we want more justice and equality. This world full of hatred, greed and vanity. Tell me who are gonna save humanity.
I saw the devil in the billboard. I saw his face inside the currency. We kill for, we pillage and we steal for. Even when we not at war, you know it's still war. Was hoping things change back home, but yo, we still raw. The world I brought my kids into, it kinda worries me. What's the value of a minority to authority? We hide beneath the veil and we consider it equality. You talking about the quality of life, well that shit bothers me. But through the struggle and the lies and the insanity, can't help but feel there's still some good within humanity. Remember back in Zion, yeah, it was just my mother and my dad and me. Dead broke, but still we found some happiness. I find it hard to find joy within my success when people back home live with much less. Yes, I search for answers. I'm just hoping that it's soon enough. Everyone's involved. I guess I'm hoping that I do enough.
So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. Oh yeah. So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. One leap of violence, crime and poverty. Where we want more justice and equality. This world full of hatred, greed and vanity. Tell me who are gonna save humanity. So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. One leap of violence, crime and poverty. Where we want more justice and equality. This world full of hatred, greed and vanity. Tell me who are gonna save humanity. So much trouble in the world.
Once again, that is Trouble featuring Odyssey and Zenith by Razor Beza. His new album Bygones coming out early next month. You're listening to 95BFM Morning Glory with me, Jen.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.